To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, back to your phone calls here. Tonight, Eagles and the Chargers. Look, we all want them to win. They certainly can win the game. It feels like it's going to be a close one against another 8-4 team on the road. It sounds like Herbert's going to be in. We'll give you an injury update coming up in a little bit on Herbert and Omarion Hampton, the rookie running back for the Chargers, who had been on the IR for the past couple weeks. But they need to look good tonight. Like, the win is important. What's more important to me is that the offense finally shows some life. It has been a month. Actually, when you go back, because they had the bye week, when was the last time the offense looked good? The Giants game in the third week of October?
Yes.
It's a long time, everyone. I mean,
no,
that is...
I'm with you. But there's a lot at play here when I think about this offense. Last week, there were some things that they did pretty decent, but they didn't get the win. So you need to try to marry a little bit of what you did as far as offense was concerned. You know, you got AJ involved, and try to use a little bit of that married with the running game and be a little bit more efficient. Yeah. But you're not going to change too much of this offense. I think that somebody's out there, or a lot of people out there, thinking that it's going to look totally different.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that.
I don't think that's going
to
be.
But I need it to be better, efficient, whatever. I mean, we had Jason Avon in last week, and he was telling us the Chargers are a team that you can gash them in the running game. Maybe this is the week they pull off some runs, you know, longer than 2 or 3 yards.
But the Bears were supposed to be that, too.
I understand that.
Okay. You're right that they haven't looked great since the Giants game. They also haven't won since November 16th.
I know.
Can we just get on the winning side of things again?
Look, that's always super important, but we've done that 8 times this year, and the team is still blowing up bunnies in the locker room to feel better about themselves.
I'm just looking at the way things are trending right now.
Yeah, not
and trending.
They're trending
disastrously.
They're trending in a poor direction.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, so just brick by brick, it starts with LA.
It is December. Brick by brick is for September.
Brick
All right.
by brick.
Yeah, that's the Flyers thing. We can't steal that. Isn't that the Flyers thing? Why?
Because.
Is it saying in your notebook?
Yeah, it does. It says it starts.
Flyers took it from Hugh.
Yeah, they did.
Sue them. All right. Before we go any further, back to your phone calls on this. 215-592-9494. Look, we've had a full season of blame on the offense. Is it Petullo? Is it Sirianni? Is it the offensive line? Saquon? Of course, is it the quarterback? Chris Sims, he was on This Is Football with Kevin Clark. I don't even think the question was particularly about Jalen Hurts. It was really just about the Eagles' offense. Here is what Chris Sims says he's seeing.
Everybody's blaming the coaches, and the blame deserves to be on the quarterback, and that's it. This is why you heard last week and the week before from Philadelphia beat writers that have been there forever, Seth Joyner, all these people that, you know, there's a lot of unhappiness in the organization about the quarterback. The quarterback won't play the game in the pocket. The quarterback has hijacked the offense and won't let them run certain plays. I've been saying this for 2 years. Right now, people are starting to realize, and I'm not just saying it. I know it. I've been told by people that are there now, people that were there and left. Nick Sirianni didn't get this job because they went, man, you only have 5 plays in your offense. We want you. They run a limited offense because of the quarterback.
All right. So this whole rant he went on was pretty long. We cut it down, and we got one more to play here. But it's nothing that hasn't been said before. It's just, for me, it may be the strongest way of anyone saying it. Like, in the way he framed the Sirianni thing, did it, like, make me think? At some point, you've said this before. I think we all have thought it. Like, when Sirianni was hired, he was hired because he was the Colts offensive coordinator. He wasn't hired to be Mr. CEO guy. It devolved into that. But it all goes back to, is this really the way they want the offense to look, or is this that what they think is the best with the quarterback they have?
This is where you have to listen, people, to what's being said. Now, I'm just going to say this. The first, when I heard Chris Sims, the first song that jumped in my head was the John Legend's Give Me the Green Light, because it sounded like he got the green light. Like, there has been rumblings of this offense and where the problem lies for weeks. And this is where I implore people to go back and listen to what's being said. I think Jalen Hurts kind of set himself up when he said the offense is going to look like he wants it to look. Like, I'm just thinking back as I sit here and we talk about this, and I heard what Chris Sims said. I think Jalen Hurts did himself a disservice by saying that in the moment because they were winning. Now we're in a position where there's been a lot of rumblings about who's at fault with this offense. So much so that, you know, we know the Kevin Petullo situation and how that has escalated. By the way, I look kind of right on that snitch thing, too, as far as, you know, like what he potentially looks like, because I had a feeling that if he got this bad, that he wasn't going to be the type to take this line down.
Well, you know, when people's jobs are on the line,
you know what I'm saying?
Loose lips sink ships. So, we know that around here.
So I'm look like I'm batting a thousand on that. And for that one, I should be at number one spot.
How are we spending this to you?
Year.
How are we
all
spending
saying,
this to you?
All I'm saying is this.
I mean, this is amazing.
That's all I'm
Fake
saying.
News.
I said this weeks ago.
All right.
But for a person that had to, and this is just how I'm thinking, Joe. So just walk with me just for a minute.
I'll walk with you.
The Sims kid, Chris, took a lot of heat a couple years ago for saying some of the same things he said about Jalen the other day. Now he's come back stronger and with more bravado. You know why? Because he's gotten more information.
Well, there's more. Let's listen to more of it. I told you so, Chris Sims here. More on why the Eagles' offense looks the way it does.
In the NFL, teams figure out how to defend certain things, right? And then here with this, teams have found the formula to go, wait, we cannot be steamrolled by the biggest, most powerful offensive line in football. We can figure out ways to stop the run because the pass game is so simple and there's certain plays and throws that the quarterback just won't throw. So that's what it looks like. I broke it down on my podcast last week. I mean, if you look at plays from the Cowboy game, there's people open everywhere when they can't score, you know, in the second, third, and fourth quarter. But there's a quarterback that doesn't really go through the reads. He watches the rush. He doesn't throw the ball on rhythm, right? And I know he's told them that he doesn't want the offense to be crazy, right? So he doesn't. He's been very firm about it. I want the same way the offense was when we went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Chiefs the first time. So he's not going to allow them to reinvent the wheel and do different things there. So that's where everybody's got to get off the coaches. This is where the organization's going crazy, because the public is pointing the finger at everybody except the guy that deserves the blame. And all the players and coaches know it's the quarterback.
That, again, we've heard a lot of different things about why the offense is what it is over the past year or this year at least. That is the strongest way it's been said. I mean, he's coming at it that there's no ambiguity. There's no
ambiguity.
No. There's no pie here where we split it up. He's basically saying this is all the quarterback's fault.
You know what's funny? Because I tried to marry things that I've heard in the past to what's actually going on. Like, I said maybe it's the quarterback weeks ago, and I got vilified for that. I didn't know that for sure. I didn't know that. And then, you know, you talk about Derek Gunn and what he said, and now what Derek said weeks ago makes a lot of sense. Like, I'm not – and again, people, before you get all up in your feelings, I'm not saying it's true, but you have to listen to what's being said. D. Gunn said a few weeks ago that Jalen Hurts has this team over a barrel. He said that, didn't he? Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Chris Sims just said that Jalen doesn't want to change the offense.
He won't let them change the offense. His wording was hijack the offense.
And here's the thing. Like, people are going to wonder, well, Hugh, what do you mean? How can he take over the offense? Jalen's one of the most accomplished quarterbacks in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a fact. That's why when people come in here and they try to say he's not this or that or whatever, the third, I mean, he is. And that's why I'm adamant about protecting that, because that's already written. You can't change that. You can't change that when you talk about Jalen and what he is now and his accomplishments. You can't take those away from him. Now, if you talk about how he hasn't evolved, that's the conversation that we can start with, because you can't talk about what he hasn't done in the past or what he has done and try to take that away. You have to talk about now. And if that's true, that's a huge indictment on Jalen, because Jalen said weeks ago, it's going to look how I want it to look. That's where they might, you know what I mean? That's where it might not go well for Jalen, because the storylines, even though the game has to be played, the storylines aren't in place. Because if the team doesn't play well tonight and it looks bad, there's going to be reporters that ask him about those comments that Chris Sims made and what this offense looks like. So that's why it's very important tonight that they win this game. Because if they don't win this game, then all of those questions are valid. If they do win it, then, you know, you got another week to get it right.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, I think there's serious pressure on Jalen Hurts to play well. And what I mean by that is, obviously, the season, right? The season is in the balance the next 5 weeks. If they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to win the division, they're seeding, that's the obvious. But if you had said to me, Joe, after they won the Super Bowl, how much longer would Jalen Hurts be the Eagles quarterback? I would have said, at least a few years, right? Just at least a few years. They won the Super Bowl. He's in his mid-20s. Just at least a few more years. Hugh, just what we've heard this season, the way the offense has played, knowing that the Eagles are they're loyal to legends like yourself and guys that play for the organization, but while the guy's career is going on, they're not really loyal. Like, they'll bring you back, and they'll, you know, you're part of the family, but they make hard decisions all the time. They got rid of two quarterbacks that helped them win their first Super Bowl. They got rid of the coach. But I just feel like the pressure's on Jalen. Otherwise, I don't think his job security is as strong as you might think based on his resume. Like, based on his resume, he's probably the quarterback for the next few years. I'm seriously not sure if this season goes down and he doesn't play well. Again, if he plays well and the offense figures it out and they don't win the Super Bowl, he'll be back. That's different. But if he continues to struggle, if all this stuff keeps coming out, I just have seen the Eagles do this too many times. They're going to... At bare minimum, I think they will hedge, and that could mean whatever you think it means, but it probably means a draft pick.
Hedging to me means draft the
quarterback. That's what they did with Carson. 2019, it was a very choppy season. It was before his bad season. I think people forget that. Jalen got here before Carson fell apart, but they were worried he was going to fall apart, so they drafted Jalen Hurts just in case. I think we're headed for the same thing unless Jalen picks it up. Do you think he feels pressure? I think he should feel pressure.
I think now he does. And again, me looking at what's being said, how he's reacting to it. Jalen's cooler than the other side of the pillow. Shout out to Stuart Scott for that one. But when you question how people are getting information.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That lets me know that you feel a little, the pillow's a little warm. Mm. You know what I mean? It's getting a little warm.
Yeah.
And that's what that was, because normally, like, why would you care? Especially if it's not true, in my opinion. And I think that he's starting to feel the heat a little bit. And like I said, not trying to take shots at Kevin Petullo, but you had a guy. I mean, no, but seriously, you have a guy who was elevated as offensive coordinator, right? And his name was being mentioned in the realms of future coaches. And from he went from that to having the incident happen at his house a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he's not taking that sitting down, man.
He's not taking that sitting down.
Yeah, look, I have no idea where everyone gets their information. I don't know who leaks it out, but obviously someone over there is telling
somebody talking.
Someone over there is telling a lot of people around the NFL that this quarterback is holding them back. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. I mean, you could take it whatever you want. 215-592-9494. I think there's real pressure on Jalen Hurts for the first time in a while. And I didn't think we'd be here in 2025, months off of a Super Bowl, but I do think that.
Another song. How did we get here?
I don't know how we got
here. Nobody supposed to be here.
I know how we got here. They have the most expensive offense in the history of pro football, and they've gone a month scoring 15 points a game. That'll get anyone, you know, the little fired up. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Aaron, what's up?
Good morning, Philadelphia. Oh, I can't believe I got that out. I'm a little bit creeped out by Chris from Middletown and his obsession with my heavy breathing. A little bit weird, I just got to say. Okay,
but maybe he's looking out for you. That's all.
Besides that, today is a day. I can't tell you how excited I am because today is an initiation day for two young, blossoming Eagles fans. My boys, my 18-year-old Aiden, my 14-year-old Colton, are joining me. We're heading out at 10:30, heading up to SoFi Stadium. Jersey Jim, after his nasty Peter Griffith comments on Friday, has offered to buy me lunch.
That was good.
He will be flipping the bill for that. And I am so excited for these two young, blossoming Eagles fans to experience the sea of green. Okay, this is going to be absolutely positively a home game. And Joe, despite your Vinny the Mush, you know, quality loss, loser mentality.
Well, no, I didn't say let's get it right.
I didn't say lose.
I just said it's more important to me that the offense looks good than they end up winning the game at the end.
Absolutely positively out of your mind.
Okay.
The key to this whole thing is to win and get into the playoffs. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Jalen Hurts is our guy. We're gonna live or we're gonna die with him. So you might as well get behind him and try to push him and do what you can in terms of cheering him on so we can get to the promised land, Super Bowl 60, and Levi Stadium.
What does us cheering him on have to do with anything?
Nothing. Well, you lead the cheers tonight. You take over the stadium, Aaron. You and your sons, which is awesome. You get to go to the game with them. And I think it's actually a pretty good transaction. You got ripped on the air on WIP, but you're getting free lunch from Cowboy Jim. I think that's a win for you, Aaron. I mean,
Joe, listen. If we play mistake-free football, okay, we are going to walk away with this game tonight. Okay, and this is going to be the first of many. And my goal is to be so hoarse tomorrow that I cannot talk. But E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, let's go, Bears!
Let's go, Aaron. Enjoy it. That's cool he gets to go to the game. I'm sure there will be a lot of Eagles fans. I saw a couple videos yesterday, Hugh, of Eagles fans already out there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I saw Shady McCoy hosting an Eagles party.
Yeah.
He's hosting an Eagles time with the people out there.
Well, that's one thing. What has it been? The Rams went back out there what year? Like 2015-ish, around there? And then the Chargers moved from San Diego 16, 17, around the same time. They don't have a good fan base.
No,
I mean, there's
it's not that great.
Millions of people, but I just think it's a fractured city because they went so many years without an NFL team that there's probably fans of every team in Los Angeles, plus it's more, you know, Dodgers, Lakers, or whatever. It's just...
In the hood, too.
Anytime the Eagles go out there, they take over. It's just like they're not great fans on both sides, the Rams and the Chargers.
Yeah. I mean, it's I heard it's kind of like in the ground, right? You got to kind of go down to get in the stadium,
SoFi,
right? Yeah. Never been.
Well, maybe we'll go next year. You know, next
Super Bowl, right?
This year's Super Bowl is in Santa Clara, but next year's Super Bowl is in... SoFi. All right, let's go to, I don't know. I mean, I'll just do Jay in West Philly. Let's just get it over with. Jay, what's up?
What's up with you, man?
What's up? What do you got, Jay?
You sitting there talking about what you rather them look good than win.
Yeah, that's right. It's more important
tonight. Did that even sound right to you? Did you repeat that?
I say it again. It's more important to me tonight that the offense starts to look like it's supposed to rather than just get a victory. Yeah.
Now, did that sound right to you?
It sounded exactly as I meant to say it, sure.
Ooh, I tell you, Scary Joe, that don't even make sense. I don't even know how that came out your mouth. You what? Rather them see them play well and lose?
Yes.
So then you could cry about that?
No, no, I'll be positive because they look good.
If they put up 30 on offense and lose 31-32 or 32-31, you're going to say, how come they couldn't get two more points?
No, what else? No. So instead of putting words in my mouth,
you sit here and talk about the offense. That's all you've been talking about all day.
Well, the offense is bad, so that's been
okay. Yeah. Well, in the last 2 weeks, what happened with the defense?
They haven't played well enough. Absolutely not.
They haven't played well enough, huh?
Well, they haven't, right? We're agreeing.
That's exactly what happened when you lose. That means they score on the defense, right? That means ain't that what that means? The other team scored more than right.
Sure.
Right?
Most of the issue, Jay. You could keep saying all right, or we could have a conversation. Most of the issue this year, you know it, I know it, everyone listening knows it. Most of the issue this year has been the offense. We could be clear.
Most of the issue got us to 8-4, right? With a Super Bowl schedule.
Yeah. Do the players sound like they're happy with that?
Every team that players is playing their Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, enough of that. I mean, it's December.
It's a fact.
It's coping. I mean, it's like, come on.
Also, is that still the case anymore?
No, it's not.
Like, I don't know if the Eagles are that.
They've played 12 games already. It's enough.
Yes.
When y'all played, and you played the Super Bowl team, or a team that had a big profile, wasn't that a big game for y'all?
It always is.
Sure, man. Sure.
Okay. Did you hear that, Julio?
I don't care.
I know. Of course you don't care.
What if that team is like 5-6 at that? You know what I mean? Like, how they play for the large majority of the year probably matters.
Yeah, like what I mean is it's over now. Yeah. It's December. That doesn't apply anymore,
Jay. December, we 8-4. All right. And here, let me ask you this other question. All these stories coming out about Jalen, right?
Yes.
And that he wanted his offense, right? Or his goal. Look the way he looked, right? Wanted to look. Wasn't that the case with every good quarterback? When they get the offense, they run how they want?
Well, yeah, to a certain extent, but...
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking, because I've seen...
But hold on, Jay. You're missing the part that this offense stinks, and that's a problem.
Like Jay, if they're scoring 30 points,
I'm tired of hearing y'all whining about these prop bets y'all putting in. My team is winning.
Nothing to do with prop bets.
That's all y'all worried about is these prop bets.
Jay, do you listen to the players talk? They're miserable.
You just said that you wanted a loss over a win.
Because I think they have a better chance to win the Super Bowl if the offense starts playing well. Why is that hard to understand?
That sounds a little Chauncey Billups.
I gotta be honest, because like
Joe Billups.
Jay,
Julio, it don't make sense. It don't make sense what you're saying.
Jay, every single time we talk, I feel dumber. Every time we talk, I feel dumber. How is it hard to understand? Do you think they're going to win?
You said you wanted a loss.
No, that's not what I said. I didn't, Jay. I'm going to put you on hold so I don't yell. I don't want to yell at the whole audience. I want to yell at you, but not the whole audience. It's not that hard. You may disagree, and you may come at it from a different angle, like Hugh did, but he understood. Like Kyle did, but he understood. It's not hard to understand. You may just disagree with it. Jay, the way the offense is right now, it is a one-and-done offense in the postseason. Tonight's game against an AFC opponent, when we have a magic number of 3 to make the postseason, isn't a must-win. It's not. Like, maybe for our psyche it is, but it's not. What has to start happening between now and the playoffs is our offense has to wake up. Otherwise, we will lose early. So they've won 8 out of 12 doing it this way. They can win the Raider game and the Commanders game. They can get to 11 or 12 wins, scoring no points. But they're not going to win in the playoffs. It is very simple to understand. Either you understand it or you don't. That's where I'm at.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Jay, what do you got?
Yeah, we're not going to win in the playoffs. When the playoffs start?
All right, I'm done. I can't. We got too many hours to the game for me to go back and forth with Jay.
You know, I will say, maybe progress, though, because it felt like we got close to arriving at the point with this call.
Almost.
Yeah,
almost.
Every offense is built around the quarterback. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one isn't good.
Yeah, and I think the point...
therein lies the problem.
Yeah, he missed the point, is that, yeah, you think he got it?
I think he always gets it, and he just wants to piss me off.
He does a good job of that.
Well, there's a mission accomplished. He got you. He got you a little hot.
I didn't yell.
You didn't?
Didn't yell.
But you got a little hot. You got a little hot.
I didn't want to yell at Jay today. I'll yell at him tomorrow.
And see, that's where it gets... this is where, you know... And I'm not talking about Jay. I mean, you know... But it's where this gets a little sticky. Because there's a lot if you're being honest, it's a lot in play when you talk about Jalen and what he's meant to this city and if this is all true. Because no matter, even if it is, it's not going to feel that way. It's going to always feel like it's something else, especially when you have the biggest hater with the most information about this. And that's Chris Sims. That's what's going to make this so, if this is true, it's going to make it hard to digest, man. It really, really is. But I will say this. I don't know who he's been talking to, but this is the one thing that you have to know for him to be as strong as he was. As strong as he was, he got it from somebody. I do know that about this part of the business, is that when you double down and triple down the way that he did, you're talking to somebody that has given you a whole lot of information.
Yeah, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll run some more calls on tonight. What is more important to you, just winning the game, regardless of how it looks, or do you need the offense to look good for the first time probably since October? I need that more than the win today. You can react to what you heard from Chris Sims in the last segment. Also, latest on the injury report for both teams tonight. Is Herbert going to play? And how about their rookie running back, Omarion Hampton? We'll hit that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football is full swing, people. Let's be real. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter. Some do nothing at all. But at Fanatics Sportsbook, they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop, Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if your player gets injured in the first half, boom, your bet will play on with all remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player performance in Fanatics Sportsbook app, and you get paid super fast. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.